from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
One more time just for fun. We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, August 14th.
Doing like LeBron. That's what LeBron do.
He does what? So, you know, he does do that.
Get that AM1.
He does. He does. My favorite LeBron look is the Steph Curry to... that's my favorite look.
That was a classic.
We welcome you in here to the Wednesday, August 14th edition, episode number 995.
Oh, baby.
Of D-Lo and KC, I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are so happy that you are here with us.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about, most importantly, the King schedule and what we have of that. We'll share some things with you. As James Hamm was just going over a few minutes ago with Jesse, I'm trying to convince myself this is a charming story and not, bro, you're an idiot story. Mm. You know, the entire day yesterday, I told people I was turning 45 years old.
I'm
44.
Yeah, you're not turning 44.
What kind of Buddy Hield stuff is this?
Like, I told, well, it's,
what do you mean?
It's the opposite of Buddy Hield. Like, I went the other direction. I did not realize that I wasn't 45 years old yesterday until I got home and I'm
checked your driver's license.
No, it wasn't that. It was. I appreciate all of the birthday. Yesterday was fantastic. Like, I'm not like the big, I'm going to celebrate my birthday all week. Like, that's not me. Like, it's a nice day, and I have wonderful people around me who celebrate the day a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
And so I get home, and, you know, April and Amanda and, the, you know, the kid and my mom, everybody's there, and, you know, sushi and a little cake.
Yeah.
It was nice, and you know, they want to sing happy birthday and do all of this stuff, and they put the candles on, blow out the candles, and she goes, "Look, it's 4-4 for 44." I was like, "I'm 45." She goes, "No, you're not." I'm like, "I'm 45." And my mom goes,
"What's going on?"
My mom goes,
"Gen X, bro, let me tell you."
My mom goes, "No, you're not. You're 44." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. What year is it?" It's 2024. You were born in 1980. You're 44 years old.
Now, that's even more inexcusable.
Yeah, like, you can just add.
Yeah, that's more inexcusable. Because, like, my mom's birthday, I'm not going to say, like, what year, but it's in a zero. So anytime I'm not sure
that.
What year is it. Oh, okay.
I think I thought it was 2025. I don't know what happened. I have no clue. I remember Big Rich, as I walked in,
well,
Big Rich was like, hey, well, Jesus Christ, I didn't get any contact tracing on that one. Big Rich walks over to, hey, how old are you today? I said 45. I remember you said, hey, Complex did the same thing that you did at the end of the show. Yeah, he turned 25, and I was talking to the final boss, and I was like, no, I'm 45 years old. Don't bother me. No, I'm not.
Big day. You found another year of life.
So is this charming or am I an idiot?
Well, you're not an idiot. I don't know if it's charming.
I beg to differ. Like,
it's funny. That's what it is. It's not. You're not an idiot.
How are you?
It's not charming.
An entire year,
bro. You were off like 24 hours of the day. Like
the
I'm
whole day.
Yeah.
Now see, the entire day.
Now see, I give you a bit of a pass because there are times, like even right now, like I know what it is. But there are times, you know, when you get older, people ask, oh, how old are you or whatever? It take a little while. Like, it take, what am I?
Well, but I do.
41. But that's 10 seconds max, not 24 hours.
Well, it wasn't 24, but it was pretty damn close.
23 and 30 minutes.
Yeah, when did find out? What time was it when you found out?
What time did we leave here yesterday? About 6, 6:30, Kate. It was probably about 7:30 last night.
Tim was ready to start snoring.
Look, you almost went to sleep before you.
Bro, can you imagine?
Before you figured out you weren't 45.
Can you imagine? Nobody says anything. We just age D'Lo up a year. He's 46 next year.
That's
do
hilarious.
Do you know if
it's funny?
Do you know if they hadn't done the cake or if she hadn't pointed out the 4-4 on each side? I would still think today that I'm 45.
Bro, we said today on the insiders we were 45. Yo, now I got to retract that.
March 14th, D'Lo finds out he's not 45.
Yo, it was crazy. Absolutely crazy.
That's funny. No, that's funny. I would say it's more charming than you're an idiot, but I wouldn't call
it's
it charming.
Like, what?
It's funny. That is
I just
funny
remember
story.
Looking at the... I remember she said, hey, you're 44. I'm almost like, 45? What are you talking about? She
how would you know?
Looks over at my mom. My mom's like... No, you're not. What are you talking about? You're born in 1980.
Tell his mom, how would you know?
Oh, no good, man.
Dude, out there, I'm 45. I went to high school and I went to college.
Yo, that's a shoot. Strong Jerry Jones vibes yesterday. Strong Jerry Jones vibes yesterday. I blame it on your impressions,
well,
to be honest
I
with
mean, you.
You
know, Jerry, was that wasn't an impression. Jerry was here. You saw his face.
Man.
Jerry was here. Shaq was here.
No, I love that Zay's video did numbers, too. Of all of the freaking videos, it's those.
They were there. All the stars were saying happy birthday.
Bobby Gerald talking about how hilarious this is. Like, oh, this is great. No, this is good. Just keep encouraging him. I hate that I crack for the Ultimate Warrior. The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, man. The good old Ultimate Warrior, man. No, that's the one Ultimate Warrior that I have. That's it. I don't have another one. I don't have a curveball. So it's just that.
Man.
That Tyler is funny. What if, like, it was your 50th birthday? Like, you thought it was. We had this big celebration. You had a big party.
I would have.
Doing something at a community center or whatever.
Here's,
and then we found out you were 49.
I would have figured it out at some point. Like, I cannot explain why I thought it was 45. Because I have the gimmick that your mom has.
Yeah.
What year is it? It's 2024. Okay, I'm 44 years old. That's easy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought I was 45. Mm. I have no idea. Not only did I think I was 45, I repeated it over and over and over again yesterday. Like on the radio to our boss, to salespeople, literally to anyone who asked.
And
I said 45.
All I can say is, oh no, because I remember on the birthday, but it does happen. Like sometimes I just, what, how old am I again? Oh yeah, 41.
But that's not what happened. I said it with conviction.
I can't help you there.
I can't lie. Like, Tyler Jennings, like, what if you were 50? Like, you were actually 49. Like, we threw a 50th for D'Lo and he was 49. It's like, bro, we're not throwing you another 50th. Like, just remember it next year or something.
That is, no, that is a, does that, there's no moment, I guess, but that classifies as an office type moment.
Him oh, that's
around,
strong.
Him yeah, going yeah. around all day.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah.
That's strong office vibes right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is very, very strong office vibes.
It's not Michael Scott like at the ice rink when Kevin may or may not have cancer, but it's kind of like along the lines.
Yeah. No, you'll get there. You'll
what
get there.
Season is that?
Live strong.
It might be season two.
It might be. Yeah, I think it
early.
Is season two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is season two.
Oh, man.
Bet Luke Perry's friends never had to deal with this.
Oh, nice. I got a hockey jersey. It says, from Dwight.
From Dwight, number one.
Can't wait to get to that one. Early season two?
Well,
early enough, I think, yeah.
You know what? You were tagged.
I might get there tonight.
No. Okay, pal. I think you might have seen this episode. Oh, no, in season two. You haven't seen it yet. You're close to it. Okay. You got tagged in the Brandon Ayuk, John Lynch.
Yeah, I did.
That was hilarious.
You haven't seen that episode yet, though. That's a season two episode, right? That's when he fires Devin. I think that's season two at the Halloween party.
Yeah, because he keeps screwing around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've only seen the first episode of season two. Was that Applebee's?
That's the Dundies. Yeah, yeah. Chili's.
Yeah.
That IU thing got tagged in for The Office was hilarious.
It was good.
That was good stuff.
It was good. It worked. And the funny thing, everyone was like, Kenny won't get it. It's like, wait, I think he might.
I'll probably get it by tonight. You know what I mean?
You're not watching The Office tonight. I don't know what you're watching tonight, but you're not watching that. You know what's a really good show? I don't think you do Apple TV, but what is it called with Jake Gyllenhaal? God bless it. A Presumed Innocent. Presumed Innocent.
What else does he do?
Oh, everything.
Movies, yeah.
He's
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Give me a movie.
Spider-Man, Mysterio. Who's Mysterio in Spider-Man? The one you were talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you know him, probably.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Apple TV, Loki has the best shows, but they don't market them. Yeah. That's what everyone says, because I don't have Apple TV. So
they market them to people who have Apple TV.
Makes sense.
That's who they
and
market
And I have
to.
Market, Apple TV.
And the morning show's really good. Like, yeah, they got some dimes on there.
I'm still trying to finish Swagger.
Swagger. Oh, yeah. I
got
gave
like
up.
Three episodes of
that. That show was tough. I was like, pick a lane, man.
I think they got messed up by COVID, though.
100%.
And
you know what?
They come back and they're like 4 years older or something.
Well, you know
like
what
that.
Kills me, too, is like those shows, because I think they pick back up and they're like wearing masks and they're doing all this. I'm not watching this.
Mm.
I'm not living this again. Mm. I'm absolutely not.
See, I'm the opposite. Like, I can't wait for the Nat Geo special. You know, the look back at 2020 and the COVID. Like, I just...
Bro, just wait till they do...
Crazy.
Just wait till they do a TV show about COVID.
We're getting a bubble. A bubble doc.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw
that. We're getting a bubble doc.
That's going to be crazy to see. It's just going to be crazy to see.
Well, yeah, if it's honest.
The highlights are crazy to see.
it'll be super crazy if
Part it's three honest. Is the smell on floor 13.
Wow.
Do they got Rashawn going to get his DoorDash?
Rashawn going past the line.
Going past the gun line.
He crosses past the line. Security
past the gun line!
Security just goes on top of him or whatever. Like, we got to get him out of here.
I can't remember. In life, they didn't hit him, but he shot at him.
Yeah.
He was trying to tell him, like, bro, I got to do this.
Yeah. Went to get that pie out of the window.
Crazy movie that life is.
Yeah, it's we laugh at sad. It, and it is not funny. Yeah. The premise of it is not funny at all, but we laugh like hell at it.
Funny and sad.
Indeed. The Sacramento Kings, we have what is the Sacramento Kings schedule in our hands right now, as James was talking about. It looks like there's a lot of road games loaded up at the end. There's six. The Kings open up with five of their first seven on the road.
Mm.
And six of their final nine on the road. Mm. We'll go over some of the details of this schedule here. And, of course, James Hamm's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. So we're happy you're here with us. Lots to talk about. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. A shout out to the Matthew's Mattress Chatty House. Shout out to everybody who's logged in here through the summer on YouTube.com, twitch.tv/ESPN1320.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Chatty House brought to you by Matthew's Mattress with their Labor Day sales event going on right now. Huge savings on a variety of different mattresses. And Casey, you know, one of the best things that Matthew's Mattress has got going on right now, 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required.
It's a good look. And you know, one of my favorites, because I like to get my stuff right away, that buy by five, sleep by nine, free same day delivery. That's clutch. Because I don't be wanting to wait.
No,
like if I make a decision, like it's like shoes and stuff. Like I want them now.
So, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in the market for a new mattress, if your girl is in the market for a new mattress, if your significant other is in the market for, yo, go get the new mattress. Now is the time to do it. These are the biggest sale. This is the biggest sale of the year. Mm-hmm. This trumps Memorial Day. This trumps 4th of July. This is the one right here, the Labor Day sales event. Find the location nearest you.
My wife definitely going to take me over there. We definitely going to check that out.
Get that done. 10 locations. Go to matthewsmattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Tell them D-Lo and Casey sent you in, and we'll come back with more here on ESPN 1320. Yeah. Talking with our man Jonathan about the 1,000th episode of D-Lo and Casey coming up 1 week from today. Shout out to our man Cody Starks. I haven't got a chance to tell you about this.
Yeah.
We have a hit on Good Day Sacramento, the day of the 1,000th show.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Do we got, are we zooming it? We got to be we're there? Gonna, what we got to no, do, no, man? We're, it's whatever. You know, for my man Cody, we'll do whatever.
We're going to zoom in from right out there, probably around 10:45 or so.
Nice.
Yeah, he gave us, he's like, whatever you guys want to do. I know your schedule is crazy. You tell us when you want to do it, and we'll do it. And I thought, well, we could get in those prime hours, but what I'd really like to do is to do it here at the studio.
Yeah.
And so, we'll be on Good Day Sacramento the day of the 1,000th show. So shout out to Cody.
Cody, man. In the words of Victor Newman, I'll be damned.
Yeah. Okay.
Those were his words.
That's Victor Newman. Everybody know. Well, I'll be damned.
I wouldn't be so confident that everybody knows.
You got to say it that way.
Oh.
Victor Newman is 83 years old, still on every day on Young
Is that
Americans.
His na- what na- that's
his name is Eric Braden, I think.
He's that's the guy his from actor's name. That's yeah, that's the his actor, real name.
Yeah.
He's in We Are Marshall, right? He's that guy? The dad or whatever?
Oh, I don't think he's done anything but Young and the Restless.
Maybe we're getting to mix
has this. Well, George Clooney. Okay, never mind.
Go from.
I was going to say, has anyone ever done like a soap opera and then done something else?
Well, yeah. You know who did it. Well, George Clooney. But Denzel.
What was Denzel on?
He's on like Saint Elsewhere or something like that.
Yeah, but is that a soap opera?
It was.
That's a drama.
It was as much
that's
as like a soap opera as what Clooney was on. It was the same thing.
No, wasn't Clooney on like General Hospital or something?
No, I thought he was on like
He was on ER.
That's what I'm thinking.
But I thought he was on like an actual soap opera.
He might have been.
No, Saint Elsewhere, that's a weekly TV show.
That's what I was, when you said, I was thinking of ER.
No, I got you. I got you. Maybe George Clooney wasn't on a soap opera. Maybe I just made that up. I don't know. You know we're looking, so I don't know what you thought this was. George Clooney, Lexington, Kentucky. Didn't know that.
Oh, look, Kentucky connection.
I guess not. Huh. Well, all right, forget it. Okay, so the question stands. Has anyone ever done anything else?
The most famous soap opera people that I could think of are Victor Newman, a.k.a. Eric Braden. Well, it's Eric Braden, a.k.a. Victor Newman.
Wow.
But Victor Newman and what was the girl's name? Suzanne Lucci from All My Children?
Yeah.
Susan Lucci or something like that.
What was her name? Was that Erica Kane?
I think so. I think so. Those are the two most famous ones. Jack Davis says Shamar Moore.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Not George Clooney, but okay. Yeah. I guess he was on The Facts of Life. Maybe that's the show I was thinking about.
The Facts of Life.
He was on The Facts of Life in Roseanne.
Mm.
But he was never on a soap opera.
Another Shamar Moore by Jay's Mama 916. Well, Shamar Moore, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, he did some movies. He did Soul Train.
Well, he did Four Brothers.
He did Four.
Well, right,
Shamar Moore.
No, not Four Brothers. No, the Brothers.
Four Brothers was Three Stacks and
The Wahlberg.
Yeah. That was actually a good movie.
It was good. Yeah. Oh well. Well,
you know those guest booking emails we got. We got one for Tyrese the other day.
No, we're good.
No,
we're good.
No, we might need this one.
It was the day after we brought him up.
No, we might get this. We might go viral. We might be on the Shade Room.
We can't normalize Tyrese's behavior. Like,
I'm just saying. It was we brought him
we
up.
We might be
that,
on
that
the Shade
email
Room
came
with
into
a
our...
Tyrese interview. We might go off. We might be like Club Shay Shay. he might Cat Williams' thing.
All right. We'll put,
no.
Here's
gotta,
what we'll do.
We got to have hey,
Tyrese. Nope. Here's what Tyrese. We'll do. Here's what we'll do. Mrs. Fox is here. Mrs. Fox, should we have Tyrese on the show? Now, be clear. We're not talking about Tyrese Halliburton. We're talking about Tyrese. There is clearly something wrong with Tyrese. What Mama Fox says goes. If Mama Fox says, book Tyrese, respond to the email.
We're going straight to Baller Alert if we get that Tyrese interview.
Bro,
can Tyrese join us for a 1,000th episode, please?
We have to. Oh.
We have to
stop normalizing.
Tyrese needs to chill.
Crazy
like,
ass behavior.
Because when Tyrese just gets to making R&B records and just being regular, he's a great artist. He's fine. But then every 4 or 5 months, he just says something and does something off the deep end, man. I don't know why.
Yeah, then there's week one of the preseason at the Rams game.
And that was going to be his Marvin Gaye moment.
He's not well, man. This is.
I don't even know if that's. I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with Tyrese.
There's something.
Sometimes I don't even know if it's like something's like wrong
something
with
wrong.
Him.
I feel like there's something wrong with him.
I think he just might be Tyrese Gibson.
Well, something's wrong with Tyrese Gibson then. I'm a little... I could take this show in a different direction. I'm not going to. I was listening to the Breakfast Club this morning.
Oh, well.
But from yesterday.
Oh, with Sauce Walker?
That's not what I'm thinking.
You thinking Mike Rubin?
No.
Oh.
Vivek, the political guy.
Oh, I didn't see he was on. I don't know.
So, I'll say it, and I'm sorry because it's on my mind.
It's still the summer,
and we're obviously heading into an election season, and everyone knows that. And there's dialogue and different things that happen. And I'm listening to Charlamagne Tha God, and I respect what they're attempting to do. And it's not only Charlamagne Tha God; it's the National Association of Black Journalists. And I really think it's just media in general. Mm-hmm. It's an election. Mm-hmm. There's a Republican candidate and there's a Democratic candidate, and you're attempting to cover this in a way of a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate. But what they're doing is they're normalizing Donald Trump's behavior, and that's bothering me. Mm. Listening to Charlamagne Tha God, like they were talking about the Elon Musk conversation. And they're normalizing the fact that he's calling what's going on with Vice President Harris becoming the Democratic candidate a coup. Do you know how insane it is for a political figure to throw that term around and no one care? Hmm. This individual attempted to overthrow the government. He is a 34-time convicted felon.
Jesus, goodness gracious.
That is the talking point. Hmm. His thoughts on we know the man cannot open his mouth without lying. Mm. Stop covering him like he's a regular political figure. Mm-hmm. He is an individual that attempted to overthrow the government. That is the end of the story. Right. When you talk about that candidate and that is on your record, that's the story. There's no other story. Your thoughts on foreign policies, your thoughts on inflation, none of that matters anymore. You tried to overthrow the government. You had individuals on your urging in the Capitol looking for your vice president. Talking about a 2-hour conversation with Elon Musk and trying to break down his political thoughts. And they're talking about policies. And this is what America cares about. Kiss my ass. He's a 34-time convicted felon who tried to overthrow the government. Don't talk about anything else. And normalizing this makes it way worse. Mm-hmm. This is not a Republican candidate versus a Democratic candidate. This is a potential dictator versus a Democratic candidate.
Mm. Yeah, speak on it, bro. I mean, to your point, I mean, he is, in my opinion, and I look at things, right? And I just feel like he's spearheaded this whole process being a circus and a clown show.
100%.
Like there was a level, regardless of what you feel about the politics or Republican, Democrat, whatever, there was a certain level of prestige and class.
The office.
To that office.
Absolutely.
And it's become a circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been the leader of it. And that's really one of the things that I really hate about it, because we can't even talk about like real things that
right.
may help the country, regardless of what side you think you're on. You know what I mean? Like Republican, Democrat, like that's whatever. But at one point it was, how do we better this country? How do we better everything? And we're so far from that, you know, because of the clown show that he has spearheaded and he's created, and it's disgusting, to be honest with you.
It is, and I want to believe it's going to go back to normal when he's gone. But I think, I honest to God feel, when you look at the way the Republican Party has followed his lead, I'm fearful this is politics moving forward. Mm-hmm. And what you need, what I need, what the people listening to this show need, when we need answers for inflation, we need answer for gas prices and home prices and taxes and all those different things, we're not going to get them.
Right.
Because it's, oh, she turned black. Oh, it's crooked Kamala versus, like, bro, what?
Man.
And you see these, I told you that day, that Vice President Harris became the official nominee that I went home and watched cable news. And that's what it was. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are y'all talking about? Or no, that's not the day it was. It was the day that Donald was in Chicago. Okay. Yeah. It's like,
I mean, I watched that. Did you watch that?
I did.
I mean, it was the young lady who started it off. Try to start, like, if you're going to bring him there,
yep.
There's a certain way to have that interview.
You have to do that.
She tried.
Yep.
And immediately he turned this into, like I said, a clown show.
And what did we both say was our biggest frustration with the National Association of Black Journalists conversation?
That crowd.
The crowd. The normalization of that man's behavior is a problem. And it is the problem heading into this November election. You could vote for whoever you want for in terms of parties, but just be aware when it comes to these two particular candidates. One is a politician. One has shown through his entire life in the spotlight that he's a con man. Mm. And in his most recent time in the spotlight, over the last 10 years, this man has normalized white supremacy. He has normalized racism. This man managed in 4 years to normalize an attempted overthrow of the United States government. We were on the air as people were storming the Capitol, floored by what we were seeing. We had never seen anything like that before. Yeah. 4 years later, it's completely normal.
Wow. I mean, it's...
You had Republicans in that Capitol running for their lives, scared to death that this was it for them. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, they're all hyping up the Republican nominee. Hmm. Oh, you're not scared no more. If Vice President Harris wins in November, what do you think is going to happen? You think that man is just going to go, oh, man, hell of a battle here with Madam President? Thank you, America. Good luck. I'm going to be here to... You think that's going to happen?
I don't predict that.
No, of course it's not going to happen. He's already talking about coups. He's already talking about this is unconstitutional what he's doing. You think he's just going to go away? And this isn't only an indictment of the people who talk about Donald Trump. This is an indictment of that party. This is your guy right here. That's the guy best served to lead your party and answer the questions that we as Americans have. Come on, man. Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
And Charlamagne, for some reason this morning, Charlamagne really brought that frustration out of me this morning.
You know, I listened.
And he was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, I listened to those things because, you know what? I think a lot of the times somebody like Charlamagne or other people in the media, they try to do what I think is the reasonable thing to do, the smart thing to do, and that's give an honest look at both sides of what's going on. But the problem is you can't do that with this guy because it's not an honest conversation. You know what I mean? It's never an honest conversation with how to get the country on track or whatever the case may be because he's made it this circus. So like Charlamagne and the NABJ and everything, they're trying to do things that you should do in this moment, like lay out the facts and let people decide at that point, regardless of what your party is. But you can't do that with this guy.
Right.
Because it's a mess.
Right.
It is a circus. It's a mess. And that's, to me, that's just really frustrating that we can't like have a honest conversation about what needs to happen or who has a better idea or plan to get this country on track.
All right, my bad.
Oh, man.
That I knew as soon as I heard it, I was like, why is Charlamagne doing this? But it's not, and then I realized, I love Charlamagne, the guy. It's not him. It's the way we cover him. He has desensitized us to a way of politics that's not real. Now, not insinuating by any means that politics is clean. We all know how nasty that game is. That's why politics is generally used as a nasty term, right? Like, we know what it is, but it's not this. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely not this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have no idea what's going to happen in November, but I do know the way that that man is covered leading into November is a problem. It is a major, major problem. All right, let's get to some schedule stuff.
With some schedule stuff. Oh boy!
Official release is tomorrow. By the way,
just gonna say something right now. You know, we've been talking about it for a couple years, man. It might happen now. It might happen now, boy. Can I say
the Knicks versus Kings in the finals?
Well, I mean, that's definitely. I think, to be honest with you, I'm gonna be fair and I'm gonna be reasonable. I think that's about a year away. Just a year away.
Oh, okay. All right. Knicks ain't there yet.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. I don't know if the Knicks are going to be able to get past Boston. Right. You know what I mean? So, but they're working on it.
Yep.
And I think about a year away. A year away. But no, look, man. Hey, man. Hey.
I have no clue.
I have no idea.
We didn't talk about it for a couple years. Let's get this bus ride going, baby.
Oh, for God's
sake. Let's get this bus ride going. It's going to work out now, man. Yeah. It's not a weekday. It's a Sunday, January 5th. Niners might be playing in the divisional round. Hopefully, they got a Saturday game. But actually,
catch Ricky Parasol and Deebo Samuel.
Well, look. the way NFL is circulating, I'm thinking about it right now. That's week 18. We ain't even in the playoffs.
Okay, there you go.
January 5th.
Oh,
Kings
yeah.
At Warriors. Aaron, let's get in contact with a bus company. Let's go. We selling $25 tickets.
Righty.
Get on the bus. Let's go, baby. Get on the bus.
Spike, none of this is official, by the way. Don't sue us.
Let's go.
Please.
We going to the Chase Center. D'Lo and KC field trip. Let's go, baby.
Allegedly.
The remarks from Kenny Caraway are that of Kenny Caraway and Kenny Caraway alone.
This is not an official contest.
This is
just get that out there,
Charlie.
The statements.
Charlie, let's set it up.
The statements made by Kenny Caraway are
catch the bus to catch us to watch Sacramento take on Golden State.
In no way reflect the views of Odyssey.
Hey, now look. I didn't say the tickets were $25. I said it was $25 to get on the bus.
No, you've got to get your own tickets.
$25 covers gas.
If you got to get your own tickets. Exactly. But Kenny will drive you.
I didn't say
you.
Tickets were included. I said $25 to get on the bus.
We need $25 to pay for the bus. All right, then we need another $30 for you to jump on the bus.
That's
but
amazing.
But no, man, hey, man, January 5th, the Kings are going to San Francisco to play the Warriors.
It's a Sunday.
On a Sunday evening. Yep. I think it's a 5:30 start. Come on, man. Hey, man. I'm not organizing anything, but I want to see a lot of Kings fans there. It's finally a weekend. We ain't going to make this happen. If something is organized along the way, I don't know. You guys will hear that. But I'm not
organizing
nothing right
now. Otherwise, Kenny will just pick up four people in his Tesla and drive you down to the Chase Center.
Basically, Kenny's taking his friends to the Kings game that day.
Again, buy your own tickets. But...
Hey, I want to see a lot of Kings fans there.
1320s Firefest.
I'll be in the building. I'm gonna be in the building that day.
Kenny serving cheese and ham sandwiches in the car. Call him
Ja Caraway. Come on now.
Okay. All right.
We've been waiting a couple. Well, what you say?
It's Kings not been, we. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, no.
It's we. It's you.
Literally,
you don't want to go to the Chase Center for a Kings game?
Not particularly.
You're tripping.
Just, the
you
Chase Center's
go?
Terrible.
I mean, is, I'm always down, but look.
We're going to turn up.
Kenny has literally been working on this for 4 years. We've been on a phone call with Danny Francisco.
Let me.
Danny. Hey. We need to be out there with the people.
Hey, working on it is a stretch. He really just tweeted it. In fact, somebody brought it back like, when's the bus ride? And what the hell is this?
Hey.
Somebody found a tweet from Kenny two years ago.
Grassroots. Jiffy Lube. Come on. You want to sponsor? Jesse, go ahead and clip this last two and a half minutes.
Jiffy,
we're going to put this out here. The people are going to go crazy. Somebody need to get behind this. Pause.
Jiffy Lube has been known to sponsor road trips.
Hey, wait. Come on. Yo. What are you talking about?
Flag.
I think he, to be fair to the official, I think he's flagging this whole entire thing that you're doing.
I'm going to talk to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, we may get sued later.
Charlie, could you let Stacy know a cease and desist letter is on the way? Tell her it's nothing. It's no big deal. So, yeah, the Kings will be in San Francisco on Sunday, January 5th. To follow up on something we were talking about yesterday, you were a bit perplexed at the fact that the Kings have two Thursday games really, really early in the season. And we can confirm neither of them are on national television. They're essentially the other game.
Well, that day. I do want to give a shout out to our guy, Mike. I don't want to mess up his last name, but you know Mike. You know Mike.
Okay.
Sac State
Mike. Mike?
Yeah. Mike. Okay. Sac State okay. Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. He brought up a good point.
Yeah.
He said, and I didn't think.
I think I know where you're going.
But he said, remember, the NBA stays away from
Thursdays. That's the NFL. Yeah.
During the NFL.
Right.
And I forgot all about that.
Yep.
And yes, it seems like that's what. They haven't shown a national TV schedule, so maybe there's a possibility there is a game on TNT, but I doubt it. I think he's right. I think they stay away from Thursday nights.
Yeah, the Kings' first nationally televised game will, in fact, be, as Sean Cunningham reported yesterday, January 16th versus Houston on TNT, the Golden State game on January 22nd at the Golden 1 Center will be on ESPN. The game on March... this is interesting. The Kings have 3-6 nationally televised games, counting NBA TV. Three of them are in a row.
Oh, getting them out the way.
Really. March 9th at the Los Angeles Clippers. That'll be on ESPN.
You said at. That might be another road trip. I ain't going to lie to you. Well, we already doing one in November.
The next day, a second night of a back-to-back, the Sacramento Kings will host the New York Knicks at the Golden 1 Center on NBA TV. The dreaded 7:30 start for that game.
It's going to be lit. I'll be in the building.
And then Thursday, the Sacramento Kings will head back to the Chase Center. That's March 13th to take on the Golden State Warriors on TNT. So three nationally televised games in a row for the Sacramento Kings. In the month of March. Those games, there is from February to, man, God bless it. It feels like there's a lot of road games from January to about mid-March. There are a ton of road games. So many. Man, I'm going to have to count these during the commercial break. One home game, two home games, three, four, five, six. From January 23rd to March 14th, there's six home games. And 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16, 17 on the road?
Yeah, they don't have a lot of homestands in that second, pretty much second half of the season. Well, January,
they have,
the second half,
yeah,
still.
They have one lengthy one the second half of March where they have a homestand of 3-6. It looks like seven straight games at home before they hit the road for six and then close out the season with three at home. Just from a home road perspective.
Are you think the Kings have more road games than home games this year?
I don't. But it really does feel like they're clumped up together. Like, just when you look at the columns, doesn't it look like there's a lot more ats in the second half of
It definitely does. But the weird thing about that is if you look on the other column, it doesn't feel like there's a lot, like a gang of home games. Like, just stay.
Maybe the Kings, in fact, are playing 60 road games this year.
Like, you'd think that would balance out. You would think if you looked at the other side, it'd be like, oh, yeah, they got a bunch of home games in the first. No, it doesn't really look like that.
That's true. It doesn't.
It doesn't really look like that.
It doesn't.
But at the end of the day, I guess it all adds up to 41-41.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Sacramento Kings. We'll dive into the NFL, too. First major injury. Of this preseason. Very disappointed to hear about the J.J. McCarthy injury. He's out for the season. We'll not necessarily talk about that, but the kind of weirdness of this preseason. And Brandon Ayuk's dapping up John Lynch. That was the story this morning. But as it was noted, it was just a hi, you know, not a congratulations, just a hey.
What was the congratulations handshake? That was 2 weeks ago. We thought it was
it was like last week.
It was like, we got it done. No, because it was like, all week.
Bro, it was like 4 days ago.
Yeah. No, all week last week, we were like, he's gone or whatever. I think.
Yeah, it was like, wasn't it Friday?
It might have been like last
week. The Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah. Thursday. It might have been like.
Maybe it was.
And here we are. Still nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We'll come back. Stilo and Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Hey. Now this was about 30 minutes ago at this point, but Mama Fox has spoken.
I keep that email in the drafts.
We asked Mama Fox, should we book Tyrese for the show? Again, for those not Tyrese Halliburton, Tyrese Gibson, the singer. And Mama Fox just said, nope. So Tyrese is out. We do not need to invite that type of circus here to our program. We definitely do not. Man. Any, the official schedule releases tomorrow. We can go over, so much more of it then. I don't know if there's, I can't think of anything else to point out of great importance. The Sacramento Kings will be home around Christmas time, a homestand there. As we talked about yesterday, I think Sean reported the back-to-back games with the Los Angeles Lakers on the 19th and 21st. Indiana will be here. Good friend Tyrese Halliburton on December 22nd. And then Detroit will be here the day after Christmas. So that's what kind of the holiday stretch looks like.
Can I say something about that?
I would prefer you didn't. Philadelphia will be here on New Year's Day. New Year's Day, not a matinee game. That's a 7 o'clock game at the Golden One Center.
Sounds good.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Just about those stretch of games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've kind of found maybe a little bit of the balance. Because for about a month, they don't leave California.
Mm.
They make the Vegas, the play-in tournament or the NBA Cup Finals or something like that. But from December 8th to January 6th, they're at home except for two games against the Warriors and the Lakers.
Mm. Yeah, good pickup.
So for about a month, they don't leave California.
Yeah, good pickup.
So, I mean, that maybe where it balances out just a little bit.
74-8. Here we come. Road to the championship starts now.
You know, another thing that I was looking at, and you know, we'll see how it plays out. You know, I'm looking for those potential Saturday-Sunday matchups.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of those opportunities. Yeah. They got one opportunity when Milwaukee comes to town. You know, depending on what's going on with those two teams, maybe that's a ABC joint.
I got some questions about Milwaukee. Mm. I got a lot of questions.
I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
I wrote down a whole bunch of questions, just basketball related, that just were running through my mind this morning.
I think Milwaukee's going to be pretty good.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Mm-hmm. They could be good. What if they hit... Like, how do they handle, if they face it, and they might not face it, but like, how does this group handle adversity? Because it felt like last year, and maybe that's a positive that you could lean into if you're a Bucks fan. It felt like last year they faced nothing but adversity. It was one thing after another until they fired Adrian Griffin, right? And then they come back from that with Doc Rivers, and people will always have their feelings about Doc Rivers. It starts terribly. They kind of level out a little bit, but it never feels like they truly find their footing. And then you have injuries to Giannis. You have injuries to Dame. You have so many different things going on with that squad. And it's like, it feels like, is it an overreaction to say that this season can only go one of two ways? Everything corrects itself from last year. This team is hyper-focused. a camp, and I do think this is important. Everyone's going to get their Doc Rivers jokes off, and I understand that. At this point, he probably has earned those. But, like, you get an entire training camp with Doc Rivers. You get time together for Giannis and Dame and so on, and, you know, you could have a completely – you could have a regroup, and just as you said, yo, the Bucks are going to be good this year. Mm-hmm. Or – these are two cars speeding at full speed, you know, going at full speed right at each other. And we got a head-on collision to where this thing could blow up and get, like, I feel like it could get ugly. I feel like those are the only two directions that this season can go. Because I don't think they'll have, I don't think they can have another season like they did last year without some sort of, maybe not explosion, but, like, heavy tension.
I mean, I see where you're going. I could see them having a season where the results are the same as last season. And I'm not talking about playoffs because that wasn't fair to that situation. But they were the 3 seed, you know, good team. People were like, hey, if they get in the playoffs, you never know what might happen type deal. But not Boston. You know, they're not the best. They were, mm-hmm. they were clear number 2 or 3 in that conference. I could see the same thing going down this year with less drama. You know, the drama really came from the Adrian Griffin thing.
Absolutely.
That started when when
Bobby Portis. Oh, yeah. Terry Stotts
just walked away.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on over here?
Yeah.
So,
which really should have been a sign. Like, Terry Stotts is a pretty universally respected coach.
Yeah.
That was, it was weird in the moment, but that, And it's hindsight.
And
that
was,
should have been a sign.
No, it was really weird because I don't know Adrian Griffin. It doesn't seem like he's an issue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? From everything that I see of him, we hear him talk and all this other stuff. But, you know, as much as people want to blame Giannis and all this other stuff, it seems like universally no one liked him there.
That's what it felt like, yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you said, Terry Stotts
yeah.
said, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis was done with him.
Yeah.
Giannis was done with him. It seemed like nobody, whatever he was doing, nobody was feeling.
Yeah.
So you get that out of the way. Doc is there. I agree with you. Another training camp or a training camp will help. And I think they got better players too. Like
Jack should be ashamed of himself because he said in the chatty house brought to you by Matthew's Mattress, Doc gets frustrated, goes to practice in his old Clippers warm up, and throws oranges at the team. Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack. Sit down. That's it. When Milwaukee comes to Sacramento, I'm asking Doc Rivers if he threw oranges at a wall.
Are you gonna do it? Or are we gonna have Tone do it? Tone will do it.
Oh, hey, okay, hey, Tone. When Doc comes to Sacramento, ask him if he wore his Clippers warm-up jacket to a convenience store.
During the L.A. riots.
Went home, yelled at his white wife, and then threw oranges at the wall. Oh, you didn't know she was white when you married her? What's wrong with you, boy?
Barksdale yelling at him. That's an old ass man.
That is so great with this like fake bad hairline. Like, what is that? Oh, that was.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic.
All time. But, all timer.
I think they'll be better. And then I think they got better players this year. You know what I mean? I like the Gary Trent signing. They got DeLon Wright, the Torian Prince signing. I think these aren't like, it's not alone going to make them some type of championship contender, but I think it's a better roster than what they had last year. DeLon Wright's better than Pat Bev. You know what I mean? Like, that's who they were relying on to do things. Gary Trent is better. They were, you know, hoping Jay Crowder would give them minutes and stuff like that. So I think they've improved a little bit there. We'll see what happens with Chris Middleton. What do we say? He got 2 procedures?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Chris Middleton actually, and he actually played better in the playoffs than I thought he would. He was really good.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like
we were watching. But
sounds like he gutted it out through the playoffs.
Yeah,
that one game was crazy. Yeah, that 2 o'clock start, that was nuts.
He was
that game
killing.
Was nuts.
I said, "What the world?
Why did that game start at 2 o'clock again?"
Because I think they had a couple different East Coast games.
Oh,
Maybe they only had one West Coast game that day or something like that.
Tone's here. He said, you cats trying to get me killed.
Tone was the one that asked Pop, though.
Hey, come on, Tone. It's like asking me who I voted for. All right, Pop. Never been shy about that before, buddy, but okay. Tone a real one for that one.
But, yeah, I think they're going to be a solid, like, 2 or 3 seed.
Really?
Yeah.
2 or 3.
We talk about everything that went
Celtics,
wrong. Celtics, Knicks, Bucks.
Sixers?
I think they might be better than the
Pacers.
The Sixers are tough because we got to see them, right? I think they'll be better than the Pacers. For everything that went on last year.
Pacers didn't really have an offseason, right? Like they did their business with Siakam, and that's what they needed to do. Yeah, and
they ran it back.
Well, I don't blame them.
Don't blame them at all. But I think everything that we talked about with Milwaukee is 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they were still the 3 seed. And they ended up kind of being
that
the 3 seed.
That is kind
of
crazy. Mm.
Because, number one, Giannis got hurt, and they were like kind of scuffling towards the end of the season because of that.
Yeah.
Right? Like wasn't 2 through 4 like a game apart or something like that?
I can tell you here shortly. That's what I was just going to look at.
And they were in the 2 until the last week or so of the
season.
Yeah,
Philadelphia, Indiana, and Orlando, that is 7, 6, and 5, all had 47 wins. Cleveland had 48, and Milwaukee finished with 49. New York finished with 50. The Bucks ended the season on a 2-game losing streak, while New York ended the season on a 5-game winning streak.
And to that point, Milwaukee finished the season losing 7 of the last 10.
Goodness.
And I think that coincided with Giannis going down.
Maybe the Bucks aren't dead.
When was Giannis' last game? Can't remember that one. I couldn't even
remember my age, and you're asking me to remember when Giannis's last game was.
Yeah, maybe ask me, Kenny.
Giannis's last game was April 9th, so maybe it wasn't 10 games.
Well, he missed games into the playoffs, right? Yeah. And then didn't him and Dame essentially switch? Like Giannis comes back and then Dame went out? Dame got hurt?
Yeah, there was a period where it was one or the other.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay. All right.
So that's the case.
I might go Bucks above Philly, though. But again, I gotta see it. Mm. Gotta see the Philly.
Oh, do you mean Philly above the Bucks?
No, I'm going Bucks above Philly. Yeah, because
so
Indiana
above both of them, though.
I had Indiana at 2 when the season ended. I don't like, and we ain't even talking about Cleveland.
No, we're not.
Cleveland's just out of this. You gave the thumbs down, really?
Yeah, they haven't capitalized on anything. They're the same. It's just the same squad. I don't like. Maybe Evan Mobley takes like a big jump or whatever, but. I don't know. It's a lot of internal growth they're going to need.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.